treatment is basically divided into the groups of people who have just dandruff with minimal itching but unsightly scaling of the scalp, and people who have the more exaggerated disease state, taking the milder version first, which is what most people have. I like, number one, washing the hair every day. The scalp skin is like your face. You wouldn't wash your face twice a week, and yet a lot of people wash their hair once or twice a week, which is very poor hygiene. They don't realize it. They think it diminishes the oils in your scalp. What people don't know is that the oil gland replenishes itself in 20 minutes, so you're not going to lose all the oil from the scalp if you wash every day. I personally find that the most effective shampoo for seborrheic dermatitis and dandruff in the mild form is a tar-based shampoo because it's the most anti-inflammatory and the most effective. That's an over-the-counter product, which is what I use. The other types of shampoos are also effective. The zinc-based, sulfur, selenium sulfide, salicylic acid, they all have a place, but I use them more for maintenance. If I want to clear up the scalp, I'll use a tar-based shampoo daily until the scalp is basically clear. Then I might use the tar-based shampoo twice a week, but use some of the other anti-seborrheics interspersed between them, sort of attacking the problem with a different chemical each day. Not that I'm worried about tolerance, because that's a fear that's not been based in reality. You really don't develop a tolerance to the shampoos, but I like to mix and match, and it's just good for good personal hygiene. So that's how I approach the moderate diseases. When you get to the seborrheic dermatitis, which is dandruff plus inflammation and significant itching, then you have to start with a topical cortisone-based lotion, sometimes shampoos that have a cortisone in them, getting the process under control, and then you can segue back to the tar shampoos and the zinc-based shampoos for maintenance.